last laugh. A is for the angry aftermath. R, he thinks he's royal. Tell the queen he's loyal. I, this immigrant is oh so very violent. We love the M in MKB.
Wow.
That, I don't know if I want to be happy or angry about it.
Mario, the first thing you said, you gave us the title of the episode, Happy or Hangry.
Angry. I said angry.
You.
The record will prove that wrong. Incorrect.
Mike, that song was as accurate as it was funny.
It was. I like it though, Mike, really.
That was amazing. I think Mike's singing voice has improved.
Oh, improved a lot. Sounds like studio quality right there.
That was me this morning on my iPad.
Sounded really good.
It sounded great. So guys, how long has it been since we actually did this?
I think 4 years, over 4 years.
I was going to say a couple, but more.
It's not that. More than that?
No, I think 2016 when I looked today.
Wow.
Because I had to see what episode
Mike
this was.
Just left for New York, right? We haven't done any.
Yeah, we should probably explain that the reason we haven't done it is because of Mike. It is Mike's fault.
Mike wanted to do a One Direction thing. He wanted to be the new person and abandon the band and move to New York. And now it's famous, listen to him or something. So that's like a reunion.
But I think we can also thank Mike for the fact that we're doing it now, though.
Yeah.
I think this is the only reason we have a reunion.
This is like a serious revival because, honestly, I think most of us didn't really think about it and talk about it for a while. And then it came up in this group chat that I have with some friends out here. And I was like, oh, I used to have a podcast. And they're like, really, what's it called? And so I told them the name of it and they started listening to it. It's like 10 or 11 people in the chat. And like everybody just went crazy for it and was like cracking up and sending me all these messages and like all the quotes. I think at this point they know the podcast better than I do. And everybody was clamoring for a revival. So I was like, man, we should do a revival.
Mike, I think your new friends are better than our old friends because when we stopped doing it, nobody said anything.
Nothing.
Mario Knows Best died and nobody came to the funeral.
Absolutely.
I saw some of our old friends last night too, and they were excited when I told them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Although the twins were excited, but they're the ones that said they never listened to an episode. They want to be on the show, but they've never listened to an episode.
Nope, no can do. No.
So I feel like one thing I was thinking is like, is this like a, where are they now? Like,
yeah.
Behind the music, where yeah. are they now?
Yeah.
All these years later.
I want to know how Mario has been surviving quarantine. This has been like all I could think about in the days leading up to this. It was like, what does Mario do?
What do you think I do?
I think it's important to mention first for those that may be listening to this in the future, that this was recorded during the COVID-19 pandemic when we've been in lockdown for, I don't know, 9 months now or something.
Yeah.
Michael, do you think this is a time capsule or something?
Technically, everyone's listening to this in the future, Mike.
That's true.
Good point.
But I mean, far into the future.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we want to remind them, if in case they're clear of COVID, we want to remind them of this time. So what do you do, Mario?
What do I do in quarantine? I working from home. I prep my meals. I meal prep. I watch TV shows. It's been weird, honestly. It's just like very weird. It's like, I don't know. I don't mind. I love being home, not going to lie. It was cool for the beginning. It's like, you know, the first few months, like, yes, we're going to work from home or something. Now it's kind of becoming weird, but I think we're going to be working from home for good. I think so.
Oh.
But I can do this. I can totally see myself doing this.
So what kind of meals are you preparing? Are you on any special sort of diet now or just anything?
Well, I stopped eating carbs and sugars. So I haven't seen pasta or pizza in so long.
No.
It's a big sacrifice.
How do you feel?
Amazing. I do feel really good. My skin is flawless.
Can I take this opportunity to mention that Mario went to change the color of his shirt at the beginning of this because he didn't look tan enough in the other color?
That's right.
Totally. I looked so pale in the other jacket, the other what I was wearing before.
Somehow he's afraid people are going to see the pale in his voice. You're going to hear the pale in his voice.
Mario sounds pale.
Yeah. He must not be wearing a green sweater.
What is he wearing, yellow?
Totally.
Mario, do you use the touch up my appearance button?
Maybe. Why?
I don't know. I just knew. I just knew you would use that.
Well, there is a reason why I use it. That reason should be cut as well.
Other than vanity?
No, it's not for vanity at all. Okay, it's to, let's say that it's to hide sometimes the 5 o'clock shade.
Oh, okay.
Cause that
and you feel like that works?
Oh, 100%.
Because the other option is just shaving, yeah, which is just way too much work.
Out of the question.
We should also mention to our listeners that this is being, we're recording this in video conference.
Yeah.
No, it's only audio.
I know. Mike's kind of blown out, though, with the light. Maybe we shouldn't use it.
I know. Honestly, Mike, you're very backlit, to be honest.
Do you have a different shirt, Mike?
I could change.
Try wearing a different color. Maybe your background would be perfect.
No, it always looks like this in here.
Also to say that Brad has a Madonna in the background.
Madonna.
What is that?
Where? This?
A huge eggplant? What is it? Yeah.
It does look like an eggplant.
No, it's IG-88. Mario, what's that from?
Really? IG what? Instagram something?
Instagram 88.
Mario, yeah. It's from The Empire Strikes Back. And look, do you know who this is? Right here, Mario.
Baby Yoda.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Mario, that's pretty good.
Actually, his name is Grogu now.
Yeah, thank you, Grogu.
Which I dislike very
Spoilers.
Much.
Spoilers. Yeah. Why? It's such a good
I don't
name.
Know, I think it's a terrible name. Sounds like something you do when you're sick. I feel like I'm going to Grogu.
Why did they change his name?
Well, he didn't have a name before. People were calling him Baby Yoda, but he's not actually Yoda. He's just a baby of that species, yeah.
So this show is so important that some people don't even have a name in it.
I prefer to refer to him as like Prince, like the creature formerly known as the Child.
Mm-hmm. Did you binge watch it during quarantine?
You can't binge watch The Mandalorian because it's only released one episode a week.
Can I watch Star Wars or whatever you guys are watching over here? Can you binge watch that or not? Is that available somewhere?
All of Star Wars?
I don't know.
The Mandalorian's on Disney Plus.
Yeah. You can watch all the movies, all the shows.
We're plugging Disney Plus now.
I've been watching shows, but nothing to do with that. It's so weird. I've been into Alaska shows of people living in Alaska.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there is no shows on people living in Idaho with potatoes or anything. So I'm
That's what I was going to ask. Has Alaska replaced the potatoes?
Somebody wants to put up a show of people doing potatoes. I'll be the first one watching it, but there is nothing. So I am watching people living in Alaska for a while. So now I'm watching this show called, it's not Seaport. It's Port Authority, Alaska, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Port Protection, Alaska. And I don't know. It's just I like those people that are pretty much dying every 2 seconds because they either going to fish the salmon or they're going to starve for 3 months. And then, I don't know, just fun. I don't know. I've just honestly been into Alaska shows. It's been really cool. I don't know.
That sounds heartwarming.
Is it like a dream of yours? Do you want to go there?
Maybe I should. Maybe I should go check Alaska out.
Can I just say, if Mario goes to Alaska, the legend of a Yeti will will be reborn.
Excuse me? Can we re-splain this?
Did you say re-splain?
Can we explain this? Okay, Brad, I'm about to mooch over here. Are you okay? No, I think I'll be perfect with the seals. I'll fit in with the seals. We'll be my friends.
He's gonna wear a seal skin.
Exactly.
That would be awesome.
Like Bear Grylls.
Right.
Mario, do you still have a Snuggie?
I do. It's blue. It's somewhere here in the house. But yes, I do have the Snuggie, which was a gift.
Where were you going with that, Brett?
I know exactly. What are you going with that?
That was genuine curiosity.
Okay. Like, what are you doing, Brett, during quarantine? Just home with the family?
Yeah, I'm working from home as well. And home with the family. Sometimes I sit next to Layla when she's in school. And I do put things in the background because she gets really mad when I do. So I usually take my little baby Yoda and I'll like stick him somewhere behind her when she's not looking.
When she's at school?
Yeah. Yeah. And occasionally, like, a teacher will say something and then she gets really mad at me because her teacher will be like, Layla, is that a baby Yoda? And then Layla's like, Dad.
Layla's voice dropped like 27 registers since we last podcasted. She has a really deep voice now.
It really did. That's it's a little lower than that.
He actually can't imitate how low it is.
No, I can't get that low. I can't get there.
How about you, Mike?
Yeah, Mike.
Same thing. Just staying home. I haven't left here since March, not even February. Literally not left the property where I live.
Wow.
Actually, I went to get gas like 2 weeks ago. That was exciting.
Are you really, that was your first time you left the place to get gas?
And straight to the gas station and back home.
Why did you go gas if you didn't use the car to begin with?
Yeah.
Well, because last time I filled it up was like February. I mean, I've been driving the car.
You've driven?
Just like a little bit, like around the property.
So you do a little round of the property?
You like do a little lap?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll leave it running.
That is good though, actually.
Yeah, it needs to.
Honestly, Mike, this is, you know, what everybody wants to hear is like genuine advice about your automobile. But like, you should seriously take it out on the highway every now and then. Because we had a car once that basically hadn't been used in a year, except that it was my uncle's car. And all he had done is driven it around town. Like, he would just like once a week drive it around town, and he would probably never get over like 35 miles per hour. And so when we got it, it broke down left and right. Like, it was in perfect condition, but it constantly needed to be fixed. And we're pretty sure
it was like too much on the engine all of a sudden or something.
I think so. Yeah. I think it like, it needs more, you know. I'm just depressing Mike. I'm sorry.
Mike, don't worry. We'll do a collection for you.
Your car's going to fall apart after quarantine is what I'm saying, Mike.
That's all right. So am I. That's what resulted from quarantine is like, I have a lot of vacation days now and extreme agoraphobia.
Yep. Do you guys think that's what's going to happen? It's like everybody keeps it together long enough for COVID to end and then we all fall apart.
Yeah. And then as soon as I leave my house, I have a panic attack.
I mean, not that you have a panic attack, but it would be funny if that happened.
That'd be really funny.
Some people feel like it's going to be weird, like hugging people.
Yeah.
For the first time after. I don't feel like it's going to be weird, but. Some people do.
But aren't you going to have like a little nagging fear in the back of your mind?
I mean, I'm okay with not touching people to begin with. So if we don't have to, like, I don't know. Actually, it's a good question. I feel like we don't go usually for the hug like we always do. You can do the Italian handshake like we always did. Mm-hmm. So it's weird. But
Mario, do you feel like COVID is playing to your strengths?
I don't know. I mean, yes and no.
Do you like cooking, Mario?
Oh, dude, the best thing that happened, and actually I was really happy I did that at the beginning. At the beginning of COVID, I went to buy the stupid air fryer, which is I think it's a godsend thing. Everybody should go buy a stupid air fryer. It's the best thing ever.
Is that the brand? Stupid air fryer? Like,
that's what I heard, Mike.
I love that stupid air fryer. It's like, I just used it today for like everything. I use it for legit everything. And it's...
He uses it to warm his socks in the morning.
Spray them with oil a little bit. No, it's... I don't know. It's just... It's amazing. So I cook everything in there. I think like my stove is probably all like jealous of it because he sees it from far away. And I'm not using the stove anymore. So it's like the microwave too, so jealous. But I'm using the air fryer all the time.
Mike, I'm getting the impression that Mario is talking to his appliances now.
I do, my friends.
Mario.
I block the air fryer because she doesn't have COVID. But
wait, you said she?
Oh, it's a girl, absolutely.
Does she have a name?
No, but she's an air fryer, so she's a fryer. The stove is a girl too.
Okay.
The microwave is a guy.
Why?
Because it's a guy. It sounds like a guy. The microwave is a guy. The stove is the girl.
What kind of masculine sounds does your microwave make?
It doesn't. You just
Auga.
Ready. No, honestly, it must be the Italian in me. We always have to give a gender to everything we mm-hmm. see around.
That's true.
And the microwave is 100% masculine. They're guys.
Good morning, Mr. Microwave.
Yeah, and that's what. I don't know why. It must be the Italian, but definitely the air fryer is a girl. The microwave is a guy. The stove is a girl. The refrigerator is a guy. That's pretty much it.
Wow. Okay, Mario, I have a question.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So it's been, we think, 4 years since we last recorded. So have you been to Italy since then?
Oh my God. When was the last?
I feel like there must be so many stories we've missed out on.
2016. Oh my God. You know that? I don't know. So were we talking about 4 years ago? How many years was that?
Four.
So, so 2007. Yes, I went in 2017 because my mama moved in 2017. So I helped her move. And then I, yes, I went in 2017, in 2018, and then that's it.
Mario, speaking of Italy, somebody sent me an article about a supposed story that Italians used a Lamborghini, a police Lamborghini.
Yeah, I heard that.
To transport a kidney from Rome to Padova over 300 miles in 2 hours, which they claim it was an average speed of 145 miles an hour.
Which is the average speed in Italy.
How much is that in kilometers?
We don't use that, Mario.
I don't know. It's like 300 something.
Hey, Google, how many kilometers is 140 miles per hour? 225 kilometers per hour. That's pretty fast.
It's more than that. That's why I'm wondering, do you believe this story? Because I read it and I was like, they're lying. Italians are trying to make themselves look
good. No, it could be. Italians do have Lamborghini as cops. Some of them do. It's not... You see sometimes cops with very expensive cars. And I think it could be possible.
And they all drive that fast.
Why?
Right. Plus highway with the lockdown they had, there was nobody on the road. So I'm sure they probably could have gone on highway with nobody.
Just
go very fast. Highways in Italy are really well made. Except when the bridge falls and people dies. But somehow really well made.
But to go 300 miles in 2 hours is 150 miles an hour the entire time, the whole way there. That's like you get on the highway, you go.
That's what I'm saying.
And you just
get during lockdown, they couldn't be on the highway. So it's possible that there was nobody on the highway.
Mike, they don't stop for pedestrians anyways. So why would we think that they ever slowed down?
Plus, if a pedestrian is on the highway, deserves to be run over. So like, you know what I mean?
I felt like that Italy was just trying to make look really good and look cool. Like what? Why wouldn't they have used a helicopter or something?
Mario, I feel like that's on the on the signs when you enter Italy. It's like, welcome to Italy. Pedestrians deserve to die on the highway.
100%. But also, Michael, maybe they don't have an helicopter. They have to pay more money for it. They have a Lamborghini right there and then. Why wait for the helicopter? And maybe a cop want to go for a ride. What's the problem?
They wanted to do it. They were just waiting for a reason.
I want this to go down in history as the first time Mario has defended the Italians. Right. Besides saying that they invented everything.
I defend them when it's due and I hate them when it's due too. So I always have the story that every time I go to Italy, and I told you this a million times, I land in Rome airport, I look at myself around and I was like, God, I hate my people. Because I look at them around, they're all like in the middle of August with a scarf on and coats and everything. And I'm like, and then after like 20 minutes, I look around and I'm like, man, I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
After 20 minutes, he has his scarf on. And he's like, oh.
No, but it's like, I realize it's like, I belong here. Those are my
people. He's like, oh, it's a little chilly.
No, it's not that. It's just like, I really do be like, oh my God, I can't stand them. And then I'd be like, no, I'm one of them. I do like them. I am one of them. So I don't know. It's a defeat, but at the same time, it's what I am. It's my people. But I still do hate them when they wear a scarf in the middle of August and coats.
I can understand that, Mario. I hate everybody in my town.
Of course. But then you're one of them.
And I'm one of them. I know. I was raised here. Of course, they're all going around with no mask, spreading COVID with like 40 new cases a day. But
by the way, Mike, Brad lives in a town that as soon as you walk in there or drive in there, the phone company sends you a text message to be like, danger, you're in an awful zone.
It's true. It's true.
Really?
So yeah, 100%. So that happened because I went to my uncle in Revere and you cross Winthrop and you get like, I got a million text message because every city I was crossing, it's like, I felt like I was going to war or something.
Such a bad place. It's like, turn back, turn back.
Danger, you don't leave your car. And I was like, oh my God, what am I?
No, it's true. It's terrible here. Wow. Yeah.
You guys are the guilty for all the messages. But yeah.
I don't know. I think we got a late start, but now we're just trying to make sure we catch up and surpass everybody else.
In true Winthrop style.
Yes, we can. So, Mario.
You also like my mug?
The mug says hot stuff.
Hot stuff drinking.
Mario, I have to know, did you buy that for yourself or was it a gift?
I bought it for myself, but it's a set of four, and all four of them have different things. I just ran them.
What do the other ones say?
Yeah, what do the other ones say?
I don't remember. I have to go look.
Is the cup a guy or a girl?
This one? This is a girl.
What else do we have? The other... Somebody, one of our newer listeners...
The good ones.
Big fan. She asked... Well, she said that, has anyone ever told you that you are an inspiration for learning another language?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, to you.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you. What are you doing?
I'm going to guess no.
What? Who said that? I'm an inspiration?
One of our new listeners, Veronica. Her name is Veronica. Not the Veronica you know, different Veronica.
We love all Veronicas.
She said...
There's more than one.
She asked, she's trying to learn French, which I know must touch your heart.
Can I take that back that we love all Veronicas?
She's trying to learn it for a good reason. She's trying to learn it for a good reason.
Unfortunately, I speak French too sometimes, so.
Ew.
She wants to know if anyone's ever told you, but she said you are an inspiration for anyone learning another language. She wants to know if you have any advice for learning a second language.
Oh, God. Making a lot of mistakes is number one. Having friends laugh at you for all the mistakes you do, it's number two.
Check.
Don't get offended. Just get with it. Some friends will give you bad advice, really bad advice, and then don't listen to them, but you will catch up after a while. Like when somebody told me to call a nice girl a wench. Remember? That's the American thing. I guess in America, that's what you guys do.
I didn't know that one, Mario.
That's correct.
Oh, somebody told me, you know, Mario, in America, when you see a nice girl, you call her a wench. It's a really nice thing Americans do all the time. I'm like, okay. Thank God I never did. And then I caught up when something was not right. And that's the other thing. Follow your ears, because your ears will tell you a lot if something doesn't sound right or not. And I don't know what number am I. But one good thing is... Watching shows and cartoons. I watched a lot of cartoons when I was here, and that helped me a lot. But those are some of my suggestions. I will suggest her, first of all, to change language that she's learning to begin with. But if she really wants to do that, that's what I'm telling her.
Mario's first suggestion is don't learn French.
Don't learn French. I will say, you know, for those who might think we're a little mean because we tease Mario... or we have teased Mario about his English when he makes mistakes. He does the same thing to us in Italian and has many times.
I do.
That's correct.
A lot of times I don't say anything, though. That's a funny thing.
That's worse. That's worse.
It's just funny to you.
One thing that happens, and I remember, it's always been super funny. I hear people talking Italian, and then sometimes, you know, you're down looking at your iPad or something, and somebody says something they shouldn't say, and you immediately just look up. Like, did anybody else notice this? And then you see everybody just... their day moving along or something. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, okay, nobody caught that, but I will remember that. And it's like, I can use it. It's just so funny because sometimes you just, when somebody speaks your own language, you're able to like multitask because you still hear your language coming in. You know what I mean? I feel like you can do two things at the same time. You still hear what's happening in the background. And that happens often. I just raise my hand to be like, okay, did anybody else hear this funny thing? And then nobody else does that.
You mean like when people have been learning Italian for 15 years and still pronounce some of the most common important words wrong?
And you don't want to do like, okay, let me do a comment and say the right word, because then you're going to sound like you're the Mr. Know-it-all. Just keep doing it that way. It's fine.
You're enabling them, Mario.
Sometimes that'll be. It's easier. Just let me be. Let me say my H when I want to say my H. And my A when I want to say my A. It's fine. Life goes on. If you want to put hair in your tire, it's fine. It's all fine. You know what I mean? Let's move on. You know?
Yeah. I want to point out to listeners right now that if you keep hearing like a thumping noise, it's because Mario is in a fairly contained space and can't contain his Italian gesturing.
Not contained. I have a bottle in my hand and I'm like squeezing. I'm sorry.
I think you've knocked like three walls around you with your hand.
He also got stuck earlier. He said it's not contained, but earlier he's like, I'm stuck.
When you're fat and you have fat thighs, you get stuck in your small piece. What are you going to do? I don't have. Actually, my chiropractor told me to buy one of those balls that you sit on, those inflatable ones. But all I need is to be rolling around the house on a ball here. No, please, I don't want that. So I just keep it in my chair.
I hope we can see that by the next episode we record.
I'm just picturing Mario somehow accidentally like rolling from his desk down the stairs backwards.
That's exactly how I see myself doing. So that's why I didn't buy it yet. Plus, I'm afraid I'm not. What am I going to do? Where, am I going to reach the desk if I'm sitting on a ball?
They're pretty big. They're like, yeah, they're like, I don't know, 3 feet or 2 feet high.
Really? But if you sit on it, am I going to be just like this on the desk and then you only see my top?
I mean, if you inflate it enough.
But what if it explodes under my weight?
I just hope we're recording when that happens.
I think you should try it. You need to get one of those desks that can change level. A standing
too
desk.
Too technology. Technology.
Somebody also asked, which is kind of a ridiculous question, to be honest with you, but they asked if you were over Julia Childs or the Queen.
Heck no.
So if they'd been replaced.
Heck no. Nope.
I wouldn't have even asked that.
That's what I said.
You know, that's actually good. It's one of my... No, I'm not going to tell you because that's one of the... Never mind.
Oh, okay. That's coming up?
It's coming up.
Okay.
But Julia Childs, those are like icons. They will never go away. They will always stay there.
We have a lot of listeners submitting questions. This is really good.
Okay. In line with that, I also want to thank some of our newer listeners like Julie. Actually, the whole Triggered cast, but Julie wanted to be mentioned specifically.
Did you say Triggered?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
They'll know what it means.
Julie sounds very demanding. She wants to be. We appreciate Julie for listening.
But we don't like your tone.
Julie and Kat, avid listeners.
Julie, let us know if you wanted to us to talk about something specific.
Yeah. Give Mario a topic. Trigger him.
I'm triggered all the time. I don't know if you're trusting.
Somebody did ask if you could pronounce a certain word. I forgot about that too. Let me type it in the chat here. See if you can.
All right, Mike's typing a word into the chat.
I think I spelled that right.
Yeah, Mario, say that.
Oh, I know this one.
What is it?
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Close enough, yeah.
That's exactly how I imagined you pronouncing it.
And we also got a video. A message with a picture of Mario, actually, as a hedgehog. It was somebody selling a hedgehog, and its name was Mario. And the description says, a little feisty, doesn't like to be touched that much, and is very scared. And it just really perfectly describes Mario.
Can I adopt him?
If anyone wants to buy him, only $100.
Oh my God, can they ship it to Boston?
Mario, what did we tell you about those dating sites?
You know what, though? I think if he's going to be feisty to be shipped, I'm probably not going to be happy when he arrives in Boston.
I feel like you're already in a box there, Mario.
Mario the Hedgehog. Listen, I go stuck. I feel you, Hedgehog. I feel you, Mario the Hedgehog. I feel you. People will touch me as I'm stuck in my box. Oh, my God. I'll be feisty, too. Trust me.
You did say feisty. Mario the Hedgehog.
The Hedgehog. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Hedgehog.
Mike.
That's a hard word for you. Hedgehog. What?
Hedgehog.
Hedgehog?
There
you go. Hedgehog. Yes.
What did I say?
Hedgehog.
No, you didn't.
You guys are confusing me.
If a girl is really, really something special, you call her a wenchhog.
Is actually really like that something you can say, though? Or is that really a bad word?
Wench, it's not like really...
Like a swear.
Yeah, it's not profane. It's just rude.
Okay.
It's like calling somebody an idiot or calling them French.
I mean, that's way more rude. I'd rather be called a wench than a French.
Do we have a name? Did we ever name people who listen to the podcast? Like the fans of Mario? What do we call them? Potato heads, right?
I think we settled on potato heads.
Potato heads was fine, but we should call them Alaskans now, probably.
Wild Alaskans.
Baked Alaskans?
Baked Alaskans, that would be perfect.
Yeah,
but yeah, so I do have some questions prepared, but you know why I got distracted before? Because you have to know, dear Brett, that Michael, which is a really huge NFL person, is losing miserable in our NFL.
Whoa.
I don't know if I would say losing miserably, but
I'm just shocked that Mario... Did you just say
Mario? has been number one on the league since day one.
What?
Since day one. I have not come down from number one spot.
Really?
And this week, I'm about to kill everybody else again.
What is it, just you and Mike?
No, it's actually four of us playing or something. No, there is more people on the fantasy, but a lot of them are not. Some of them are not.
Oh, my. Wow, Mike.
But Mike is number three right now, but I don't know if this week is going to be number four, probably. But
Can I just say,
yeah, try to defend that.
Mario has 200 less points against him than me. He's had a much easier schedule than I have.
That's not true. That is absolutely.
It is true.
First of all, I don't know what that means. But second, it's like, that's not true.
It is.
You also have to understand that. Do you know my story of fantasy football, Brett? Do you know how do I find out what fantasy football is?
I didn't think you had a story at all about anything related to football.
So, exactly. That's how much. 2 years ago or something, I got caught into this playing fantasy football. I'm like, okay, let me try this American thing. Let me try to be a local. So I decided to do this fantasy thing. And one day I was at a friend's house years ago. And I remember we were watching a game. And they said a name that sounded so familiar. And I was like, oh my God, you know, that name sounds like something I have on my fantasy football. And the guy was like, yeah, you maybe have that player in your fantasy. I was like, no, but isn't it funny though? Like, it's a real person, but I have a fantasy name with the same person name. And I was like, Mario, yes, it's a player. I was 100% convinced that fantasy football was fake people. I thought it was just fake people that people put together and then somebody was just going to give them points randomly, like how a game went. I had no clue that it was actually real people playing and you were actually had to follow what real people were doing. So by mistake, I found out that a real person was actually playing a game. And that's how things changed for me.
Is that why you even agreed to do it in the first place? Because you thought it was like fantasy?
Yes, like I thought it's a fantasy thing. I can get, you know, it's an American thing. I can do it. I can get over this.
This is shocking. I can't believe neither one of you told me this before.
Well, how do you choose your roster, Mario? How do you choose who you want on your team since you don't watch football?
I don't tell you my secrets and then I'm not going to be first.
Mario pays one of those services that just
I do not pay for anything. For it's called knowledge. Mario knows best for a reason.
I feel like he has a mole. He's got somebody who knows football really well.
No, the only problem always winning in fantasy is that you have zero priority on the waiver list.
Wow.
Because you always, is that to say waiver list?
Am I yeah, no, I'm, it's yeah, correct. And that's right. Why yeah. I'm surprised.
So if you're number one, you have always zero priority. So every time people steal my player. I get so angry. Steal my player all the time.
So it's like the blue shell in Mario Kart.
Yeah, it punishes you for being first.
Yeah, and it's so annoying.
Mario, this is by far the most shocking thing we've heard today.
Which is what?
One, that you're playing fantasy football. Two, that you're winning.
I'm winning. No, I'm really at number one. I'm going to show you my lead.
Anyone who's been listening to this podcast is not going to believe this. Mario, can you name three football players?
Sure.
Without looking at your phone, Mario.
Sure. Mahomes is my
He's looking at his phone.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Mahomes is my quarterback.
Okay.
A. Johnson is my best quarterback I have.
What's his first name?
It's A. Jones. And J. Robinson, too. They're pretty good.
J. Robinson from what team is that again?
J. Robinson? Yeah, he's from the Clipboard Holders is me. Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, no, Mario, but for real, like, without looking, can you name any random three football players?
Well, Tom Brady.
Yeah, I knew you knew that one.
Come on, now you put me under pressure. Tom Brady. Mahomes, which is my quarterback.
What's his first name?
It's P. Mahomes.
For those of you who don't understand this, the fantasy football league that we play in, at least, only gives you the first initial on your roster. It just says P. Mahomes. So that's what Mario knows.
Oh, you know how many times I picked the wrong person because I look at somebody, you know, like I read around and they have the same last name, but they have the wrong first name. So I listen to the slam name and then somebody tells me, sit him down. Don't put him this way. And then he has like a million points because I was looking at the wrong person with the same last name.
Did you say you listened to the slam statement?
That's what I heard. Is that something at like Bickford's?
Bagman?
The what? You listen to the what?
To people that tell me what to do.
He doesn't want to reveal his secrets now. He's revealing.
I do not want to reveal the secrets. Anyways, so yeah, that was my fantasy football story. So Mike,
Mario, we should do a fantasy Royals league.
What's a fantasy loyal
Royals? What? Like you can get Queen Elizabeth on your team. You can get Harry. We should.
What does that work?
I don't know. I did have a friend. So like about 10 or 15 years ago, a guy I knew was developing an app that was basically, I think it was for politicians. So it was like a fantasy league for politicians and celebrities. So people who were influential got more points.
So you got a point if you do any appearances or something?
I think it must have been divided between politicians and celebrities. So for politicians, if they got laws passed or if they won an election or whatever, you know, they would get points for stuff like that.
Well, the queen, how many people she killed, you get points.
Oh, she'd be crushing everyone.
This kind of goes back to our, what was that game we wanted to create years ago, or the website where you just rate people?
Clucker?
Clucker?
Yeah.
We could have it, you could make your clucker roster.
Yeah.
Based on how those people, you know, are successful in life.
So we could, you make a fantasy team out of your own friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's going to be very hard. If somebody ever finds out how much you're rating your friends.
No. Hmm. We wouldn't do that.
Actually, you already kind of rate your friends when you put them on your list of emergency contact. You ever have those? Or your favorites. I'm sorry, not your favorites. Favorite.
Yeah, that's true. So you'd have to have access to everybody's phone, but then you'd have to keep it anonymous, right? So like, all right, these five people have Mario as a favorite.
Right, but not only if I have him as a favorite, where position I am in your favorite list.
True.
Can I just tell you that the person at number one in my frequently contacted list is a 90-year-old lady.
90-year-old? Okay, Mike, what is it? You're something you want to talk about?
A 90-year-old Italian lady.
But you know what's funny? Look at this. Those are my favorite. Look who's number four.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I'm so honored. You should call that number more.
That gives Mike points in our game that we're going to play today. I feel like he's already starting with a couple of points.
Already.
Let's play it.
Anyway.
So let's play this game. What's this game?
This game is called, instead of Mario Knows Best, which is a fact, a statement of fact.
Right.
This game is a question, who knows Mario best? So me and Mike are the contestants, right? And Mario has come up with questions to determine which one of us knows Mario better. Guys, I have to tell you, like, I was thinking about this morning, and I realized all of a sudden, like, I really, really care. Like, I really want to win. I want to know Mario better than Mike.
Just scared.
I am too.
I'm scared because Mario's definitely going to end the friendship with whoever loses.
True. That's true.
I have a few questions, not a lot.
Aren't you supposed to have seven questions?
We might cut some, so I'm just when. Let's start with one.
I'm just saying, I think I'm going to be disappointed if I lose. That's all I'm saying.
You should always be disappointed.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You should always be disappointed. Just generally. Always.
This one is kind of complicated, but you guys know. You guys know that I love traveling. It's my thing.
Yep.
How many countries have I traveled to?
Oh, it's like an over-under, like whoever gets closest?
Yes, it gets closer. Yeah, it's definitely not 100, I wish.
But... Is it like multiple choice?
No, I didn't do it that way, but if you want, I can just...
No, we can just guess.
Oh, okay, we're just going to say a number. Okay.
I'm going to say 26.
The maximum... let's say that it's 1 to 20. Let's say that.
Oh, okay.
But Brett already guessed. I was going to say under 20, so yeah. Now you just...
All right, Mike, between 1 and 20. I said 26, but I guess that can't be right.
Yeah, it's 1 to 20.
I think it's 14.
Do I get to revise my guess now? 17.
Brett wins. It's 18.
Yes!
I was going to actually say 17, but then when he said under 20, I was like, man, he's really getting it closer to 17.
Mike, that's a bad start.
Oh, wait. Somebody's got to keep score here. You know.
I would just like to say that Brett won that technically, but if Mario had not said 1 to 20, I would have won, just for the record.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
See, just like the fantasy all over, just cannot get understand that he loses. How old do I look? Question number two.
How old do you look?
Yeah, and this is divided in two: with the beard or without the beard.
Oh man, this is subjective.
But you have like a medium beard right now.
Okay, and how much is this?
You have a 5 o'clock shadow on day three.
Which for an Italian is not a whole lot.
So Mike, with the beard or without the beard? Give me two age. With the beard or without?
I actually think you look pretty much the same age with both. Maybe you look like 2 years younger without a beard. I would say you look, I mean, I think it's hard because I know you and I know your age and I've known you as your age for so long.
That's what I will say. You know, Mike, that's what I say I look with the beard than what I will say I look without the beard. Do you know what I ask?
Oh.
Those are questions about what do I say?
How old does Mario think you look?
How old do I look? Do I say I look when I have the beard? And how old do I say I look when I don't have the beard?
How old?
All right. When you have no beard, you think you look 30. And when you have a beard, you think you look 40.
Brett?
I'm going to say 32 and 42.
I got to give this to Mike. Mike got one right. With the beard, I always say that I look 40. Without the beard, I say that I look 12. So you guys were wrong.
You'd be a creepy 12-year-old.
Mike gets the point.
Yes.
Who's the woman of my dreams?
Is this for real? This isn't like a fake thing. Like the real
woman of my dreams. Well, do Mark the woman of his dreams all the time?
An old woman with diabetes.
Brett?
Wait, are we talking? So Mike just gave a type of woman. Is that what we're
talking? No, I said, who is the woman?
The actual woman.
Like an actual woman.
Yes, actual woman.
Okay. That's why I was asking, because you have said that many times that you want to marry an old woman with diabetes. Right.
But that was a reason for it. Somebody's listening thinks that I like women with diabetes. It's not that. There is a whole reason and story behind that.
No, it's more like a woman with money and a short life expectancy.
We're not talking about that. We're not talking about people I want to marry. I said, who is the woman of my dreams?
I'm going to say Giselle.
How about you, Brett? Mike.
Man, I feel like I know this one. And it's gonna make me really mad when I hear you say it. And I'm going to be like, oh, I knew that.
You should not be this hard, guys. I didn't even think twice when I wrote this.
So obviously I was wrong.
Yes.
Oh, who is the woman of his dreams? I mean, besides Julia Child. I don't know.
Failed. It was Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, well, I wasn't thinking. Oh, that was my first thought.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
Who's the woman of my dream? I could call her every 2 seconds. She would be my BFF, person I would call my life with.
When you say the woman of your dreams, I'm thinking of a person you would kiss on the mouth.
Yeah.
What told you I could not do that to Queen Elizabeth?
I guess now we learned something.
Queen Elizabeth.
All right, no points.
If I was actually closer, I did say an old woman at least, and she is old.
You did. No points.
No points. Name three people that I always say I will have lunch with, either dead or alive.
Oh my goodness.
Julia Child, the Queen.
Yeah. The reason I have a whole table set up, but I only give you three names out of all the people I have on my table.
I knew those two for the record.
Doesn't matter. Sure, I guess the third is the
third one. So whoever gets the third one, I feel like should really get the credit for this question.
Okay.
Mike, it should be hard.
Oh, he says this like you know it, Mike.
I know.
You must. This is not making for engaging audio.
Yeah.
Right. Mike, I'm just going to say it, Mario. Margaret Thatcher.
I should add her, though.
I feel like I get credit then.
Oh, man.
I just added a fourth.
No,
I
you
just
don't.
Added a fourth person.
Failing miserable. Okay. Failing miserably.
Yeah.
Time. Lady Gaga.
No. That's a good one, though, Mike.
It was close. It was still in the music industry, but I said Queen Elizabeth, Julia Child, and I could give you, there is a lot of them, but Adele could be one.
We should have known that.
And then you guys know that I will always have to like to have dinner or lunch with the Jezebel, but only for the Revelation book one. Only she would. That's the only one I would like to lunch with.
What is the motive behind that, Mario?
Like she was,
What is the motive behind that? Like, why?
I just want to see she looks the way she looks on the Revelation book. That's all. I just want to look at her.
You just want to see the makeup and the jewelry.
Yes.
Okay.
And the flip flop on her toes, something like that. And that's it.
Wow.
I just would like to say that, again, I was closest.
I don't think you were close.
Nobody gets a point. But Mike, you can redeem yourself on this one. What is my favorite ice cream flavor? Brett, you go first.
Oh, crud. I used to know this. But, you know, a lot has happened over the last 4 years, Mario.
Oh my God, guys, just give me an answer.
I feel like there's, I can't remember if you either like this one or you hate it, but I'm going to say mint chocolate chip.
How about you, Mike?
Moose Tracks.
Brett Wentz, it was mint chocolate chips.
Yes!
I couldn't say the same thing.
Oh, why not? So.
Were you thinking it?
I was.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
Well, no, I wasn't, actually. But when you said it, I was like, I think that is it. But I could repeat
so
it.
So in our hearts, we all know.
Yeah. Okay, so what test I had to repeat because I failed it once?
Driver's test.
Driving test.
You both said at the same time.
Your scooter license test.
It was not my scooter driver license test, but Brett, what did you say?
Driving, like driving an actual car.
That is correct. Why did I fail? Well,
that's what Why I did said I first, fail? And I said it before Brett did.
Why did I fail?
Well, this is the tiebreaker. Why did he fail?
Why did I fail?
He's running through a stop sign.
Brett?
Because you're Italian.
No, Mike gets the point.
Oh, what? I feel like that's a secondary question.
No, it's because you both said driving license, so I had to give a point to somebody. I was so nervous about getting my, of all the situation, they were doing some work in progress. And you know when there is a little guy with the sign, stop and go, stop and go? I guess he decided to give me a stop sign. I totally ignored them and just drive through him with no problem. He had to jump back because I almost ran him over. I still did not notice any of that. And then I was told when.
I feel like we each get a point for that one.
No.
It's two to two. Ugh.
What American TV series I can watch on repeat and never get tired of?
Real Housewives.
No.
American
TV series.
I was just kidding. Can I revise mine?
What was that, Brett?
I'll let Mike take all the time he wants, and then I'll say mine.
Yeah.
Mike should get a point moved just because he's thinking too much.
Yeah, Mike's losing so much time. There's a time penalty for all of these.
That was not stated at the beginning in the rules. Oh, man. I actually have no idea. I'm sorry.
It's the Golden Girls, guys.
We did know that.
Every single episode of the Golden Girls.
Considering you want to date the queen, we should have known.
No.
Golden Girls is one of the best American TV shows you guys always have.
Like, if you love one 90-year-old woman that much.
Sophia.
All right, it's still 2-2.
Okay, this one, it's easy. What's my favorite animal?
Giraffe.
Mike's at it first.
Mike gets it.
But which animal lives life like they don't care about the rest?
Cats.
No, remember, we talked about this. I always said that there is an animal that just does not care about others. They just do their thing.
It's a bird. It's a goose. A goose.
Got that right.
Yes.
Store drive crossing geese, I wrote.
That's 2 points for me, I think, Brett.
Yeah, I gave you points for that.
So is it 4-3?
It's 4-2 because you guys took my point away for getting driving test right.
And one last question.
Oh, I already lost. I know.
Oh, I can't lose then.
Well, I can do another one. I'll hold on.
Sure. Okay, good. Two more.
What I always say that people should do when I die.
Oh, I remember this. This came from the episode about potatoes. Weren't they going to play Purple Rain?
No, I'm talking about...
I don't think that was Mario's choice, though.
No. I always say, if I die, I'm going to give you a hint. Remain me and put me somewhere. God, so disappointed in you guys.
I'm giving Brett the opportunity. He has a lot riding on this.
I'm going to say Idaho. I just have this convergence of memories about Idaho, potatoes, Mario's funeral, and Purple Rain.
I just remember you telling me that you want me to scream at your funeral. Why? He was so beautiful.
Correct. I wanted you to be that, but wow. That was not the answer. I say that when I die, people should cremate me, put me in a jar of Nutella, and throw me in the Bay of Naples. You guys know that.
No,
that
does not ring a bell, Mario.
That doesn't ring any bells, actually.
I always say that to everybody. When I die, cremate me, put me in a jar of Nutella, and throw me to the Bay of Naples. That's all that matters.
Oh, you don't want the Nutella in there. You want it to be empty.
No, if there is Nutella, even better. 100%. Where's Mario? In a jar of Nutella somewhere in the Bay of Naples. That sounds perfect.
Doesn't it? Spent half his life in a jar of Nutella, so.
Exactly.
Mario, I think you should do your bonus question. It'll be worth 2 points.
What's my favorite movie?
Come on, Brett, you know this one.
I mean,
Juan was always my favorite movie, number one, and then another one came up and took the place. But
The Queen.
Titanic.
Oh, dang it.
Titanic, because it was being my favorite movie. I could watch that out.
All right, but that one doesn't count anyway. So Mike only won
what's
by two.
The movie that took over after it came, after it came out?
After Titanic?
Yes.
The movie took over for Titanic.
For double points. Yes, Meryl Streep inside. Streep, that one.
Meryl. Oh, I know.
Say it.
Do I still get the 2 points if I get it right? The Devil Wears Prada.
Correct.
Yes. Yes. That was a 28-3 comeback to tie.
Correct.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the tie.
Do you think if we went back and listened to every single episode of Mario Knows Best, we would have aced that whole quiz, except for the one that Mario never actually told us.
The Nutella one, yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
I think that's in his, like, that's with his lawyer.
The Nutella one is not with my lawyers, but I'm pretty sure the Nutella one, some people that were listening will understand it's 100% what I say.
I think there's a sealed envelope.
How much money did Mario leave to people? Nothing, just a jar.
Some people donate their bodies to science after they died. Mario donates his body to Nutella.
The Figaro, the company.
Nutella has power of attorney for Mario's estate. Oh, I do have to have a shout out to some of our newer listeners, and in particular, Michael and Melody, 25th anniversary this year.
Wow.
He is a big fan. I've met him, I think, once. I don't really know him personally, but I know that he's really excited for this new episode. So,
how did he hear about the podcast?
Friends of Friends.
Wow. Friends of Friends.
Guys, I'm looking up how many episodes that we had, because I don't even know what episode this is. This is going to be
17.
Yes, episode 17.
Can I just tell you that our fans, our listeners, know our podcast better than we do, honestly. Like, somebody was like, are you going to do What a Wampus again? And I was like, what?
What a Wampus?
They're like, What a Wampus?
What was that?
I was like, what is What a Wampus?
I don't know either.
And she's like, oh, that's when... you ask Mario the meaning of words that he doesn't know.
And Mike, why didn't you get ready for that?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even remember that.
I'm writing it down. We'll do that next time.
I just feel bad because, like, people think that we really prepared this, but we really don't.
We prepared a little bit. And, you know, like, none of us have seen each other for a long time. And we're just catching up, you know?
You want to hear something funny? Yesterday, I was on the phone with my cousin and my called and left me a voicemail. So I didn't hear the voicemail, but it got transcribed by Apple. And you want to know what they transcribed as?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Ma, you're going to die, okay?
That's awesome.
You're going to die, okay?
Die, okay? I was like, what?
That is a description.
Hey, Mai, you're going to die.
These older Italian ladies, they know things.
I was like, what? Why did you leave me this kind of voicemail?
I got to think of what she probably actually said now.
No, she did not. She actually wanted to know what I was doing. But it's so funny. I don't even know where they got that from. But imagine me opening the transcription. It says, hey, Ma, you're going to die. Okay? Like, man.
You know what's even funnier about that story, Mario? My called me yesterday. And she told me that she calls you and you don't call her back.
What? It happened once. I can see all the times I always answer. Once it didn't happen because I was on the phone with my cousin Joe. But I like answering to because she's really quick. She doesn't hold you on the phone forever.
Yeah.
2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then she's done. Yeah. So I don't mind answering
her. Hey, Ma, you're going to die, okay?
Hey, Ma, you're going to die, okay?
Yeah, you don't want to pick up my phone call? You're going to die.
You're going to die.
I was like, those Italian ladies are getting so mean. Yeah. Well, guys, this brings us to the end of this podcast, this reunion. It's only going to be the beginning, probably, right, guys?
I'm down.
I'm totally game for starting it up again.
For all our new listeners, you can always ask Mike if you want us to talk something we already talked about. I have a lot of knowledge I can share.
Call Mike. Call him. And if he doesn't pick up, just leave him a really long voicemail.
You get cut off, right, in America after a while, after a long time that you're leaving voicemails with him?
I think you have like a minute max.
It's in the Constitution.
It's actually one of the Ten Commandments. It's the 11th commandment. Thou shalt
only leave voicemails longer than a minute. So that was it. It was a lot of fun. It was nice to see you guys.
Yes, it's been fun.
Bye, guys. Love
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
M is for the way he makes us laugh. A is for the angry aftermath. He's royal, tell the queen he's loyal. I, this immigrant, is oh so very violent. We love the M in MKB.
Excuse me, can we explain this?